See, one of the things we discussed tonight was the reapportionment, which is going to be the redistricting. It doesn't happen to the next election cycle. We had to put together a committee of three that will help decide what the new boundary lines, if any, are done. They'll work along with the Lake Humlin Area Development to determine what that is. It's probably going to be sometime around September, October before it's finally finished. But those members are Ruth Hill, Rick Holt, and Scott Pierce. Another thing that we did is we approved an easement for some property over here called the Creek, where they're going to put a sewer line in and tap it into Jamestown Sewer. The road improvements that we discussed tonight was I got this from the state. It looks like Montpelier to Jamestown Road on 92. There's from mile marker about 3.5 to 6.12, which is about 2.48 miles. It's part of it goes all the way out to 127 in the junction of 379, which is Hales Highway. So that part that's been rough is going to get resurfaced now by the state. And then we got $275,113 in flex funds for the county. The other things we discussed was some nuisance cases. We also discussed our health care renewal. It came in like at 8%, which was what we budgeted. And the final reading for the budget was done tonight, too.
You want to mention those car charging stations?
Oh, yeah. The director of the tourism, Danielle Wilson, she spoke tonight about some of the things that she's got going. She mentioned the car chargers, that they're fast chargers that we're going to get from KU that will go in the parking lot of the tourism building. There'll be four chargers. Like I said, they're fast chargers. It's supposed to take like 30 minutes to charge a car, electric car, up to 80%. That's good for Russell County because it'll be on the map for anybody, whether you like electric cars or you don't like them. These people will know that there's a place here in Russell County that they can recharge their vehicle if they're traveling between, say, 65 and 75, and they're cutting across the parkway. They would stop here. I think we're one of four in the state that's getting these from them. It'll be good because the people can stop, go in, look at brochures, and learn more about Russell County. They can also eat and do whatever while they're waiting on the car to charge. So we think it's a great opportunity for us because, like I said, it'll in all these apps that these people that have electric cars have, it'll show Russell County on there.